With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Justice Department is suing Virginia for providing in-state tuition for immigrants in the country illegally. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The lawsuit targets a Virginia law that allows non-citizens to access reduced in-state tuition rates at public universities and colleges if they can establish they reside in the state. The Justice Department argues the measure conflicts with federal immigration law in violation of the U.S. Constitution. This week's lawsuit marks the Trump administration's latest effort to challenge state laws that provide benefits to illegal immigrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia moves powerful missiles into Belarus. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia's nuclear-capable Oreshnik missile system has entered active service, Russia's Ministry of Defense says, as negotiators continue to search for a breakthrough in peace talks to end Moscow's war in Ukraine. Troops held a brief ceremony to mark the occasion in neighboring Belarus, where the missiles have been deployed, the ministry says. Russian President Vladimir Putin said earlier in December that the Oreshnik would soon be deployed and warned Moscow will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and its Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands. The announcement comes at a critical time in the peace talks, with negotiators still searching for a breakthrough on key issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kennedy Center is ending the year with a new round of artists saying they're canceling scheduled performances after President Trump's name was added to the facility. The institution's president is accusing the performers of making their decisions because of politics. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 94 points. This is SRN News. 2025 saw a devastating revelation from Gallup.
The iconic polling organization reports that in the past decade, the U.S. saw an immense decline in the number of people who still feel that religion is an important part of their daily lives, from 66% in 2015 to just 49% now. Gallup says, quote, such large declines in religiosity are rare. Since 2007, only 14 out of more than 160 countries in the world poll have experienced drops of more than 15 percentage points in religious importance over any 10-year period. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The pontiff, who is from Illinois, said he had spoken explicitly with Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and urged him not to sign the measure into law. This is SRN News. If you're a victim, you already know it. Flu cases are spiking this season.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there have been at least 7.5 million flu cases this season, as well as at least 81,000 hospitalizations and 3,100 deaths. The CDC says 32 jurisdictions are showing high or very high levels of the flu. Jurisdictions include all 50 states and some territories, as well as the District of Columbia and New York City.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Stocks fell slightly on Wall Street as trading for 2025 nudges closer to the finish line. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average and NASDAQ dropped 0.2%. Even with three straight days of small losses, the S&P 500 is on track for an annual gain of more than 70%. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.